From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More troops are heading to Iraq, a specialized force to battle Islamic State. Declaring we're at war, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the House Armed Services Committee today that special operations forces will help Iraqi and Kurdish fighters battle ISIS. More from NPR's Tom Bowman.
Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry, the committee chairman, calls the administration's efforts against ISIS half measures, and he says a greater U.S. military effort is needed. His colleague, Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, was even more pointed when questioning Secretary Carter.
Are we winning, Mr. Secretary?
We will win.
Are we winning now?
We're going to win.
Carter says the U.S. is creating a special operations targeting force in northern Iraq that will gather intelligence, rescue hostages, and mount raids into Syria. But he says only by creating more local forces can ISIS be stopped. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Faced with growing pressure for changes in his city's embattled police department, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel fired his police chief today. NPR's David Shaper reports that Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy was being forced out 1 week after a Chicago officer was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald.
Superintendent McCarthy has been facing a firestorm of criticism since the release last week of dash cam video of the shooting, which shows Officer Jason Van Dyke firing 16 shots into McDonald as the teenager walks away from the officer. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says public trust in the leadership of the police department has been shaken and eroded.
Any case of excessive force or abuse of authority undermines the entire force and the trust we must build with every community in the city.
So the mayor asked for and got McCarthy's resignation. Still, many here say they don't trust Emanuel to shake up Chicago's police department as he appoints a new task force to overhaul officer training and accountability. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama's on his way back from the International Climate Conference in Paris. He took time at the gathering to address a recent shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. Obama says when addressing terrorism of all kinds, the U.S. has power to do more.
We are rightly determined to prevent terrorist attacks wherever they occur, whether in the United States or with friends and allies like France.
Meanwhile, on the House floor today, Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn called for a moment of silence for the lives lost in the attack.
Among those lives that were tragically lost was Iraq war veteran and father of two, Kia Ray Stewart, wife and mother of two, Jennifer Markovsky, and University of Colorado, Colorado Springs police officer, husband and father of two, and pastor at Hope Chapel, Garrett Swayze.
This is NPR News. November turned out to be a banner month for the auto industry. Despite setbacks at Volkswagen, the industry as a whole saw near-record sales. NPR Sonari Glinton reports sales at General Motors, Chrysler, and Toyota rose, while sales at Volkswagen fell by nearly 25%.
Volkswagen being in the headlines wasn't good publicity for the German automaker. VW admitted to cheating on emissions tests, and often car makers see a rebound when there's recall news. VW, though, didn't fare as well despite offering big discounts to customers and to dealers. In many ways, it was Black Friday discounts that helped the other car makers. You can buy an action figure or a sweater online with your phone, but it's much harder to do so with an F-150. The companies pushed deals ahead of December when we'll get the final model year blowouts and Red Bow sales. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
The U.S. manufacturing sector came off a slightly weaker month. The Institute for Supply Management is reporting that its index of factory activity in November dropped from 50.1 to 48.6. A reading below 50 signals a slowdown generally. Construction spending, however, that rose to its highest level in 8 years. The Commerce Department saw 1% growth in October from the previous month. U.S. stocks were trading higher before the close, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 168 points, nearly 1% at 17,888. NASDAQ up nearly 1%. S&P 500 up 1. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.